From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Police in Colorado say a 57-year-old man is being held without bond after he allegedly opened fire at a Planned Parenthood clinic yesterday in Colorado Springs. NPR's Nathan Rott reports three people were killed, nine suffered injuries in the siege.
Colorado Springs police say that the suspect, Robert L. Deer, surrendered to them just before 5 p.m. Mountain Time Friday, about 5 hours after shots were first reported at a Planned Parenthood clinic near the west edge of Colorado Springs. Police say they don't know of a motive for the shooting yet. A court hearing is scheduled for Monday. The shooting killed two civilians and one police officer, 44-year-old Garrett Swayze. Five other police officers were injured and four more civilians. President Obama put out a statement this morning offering his condolences and saying that these types of killings are not normal and that we can't let them become normal. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Some of the injured have been released from the hospital. Today, Colorado Springs is holding vigils for those who were lost. Republican presidential hopeful Ben Carson is in Jordan visiting camps for Syrian refugees. Last week, he compared terrorists who could be among the refugees to rabid dogs. After his tour of the camps today, his campaign released a statement saying the U.S. must do more to help Syrian refugees. He does not support bringing them to the U.S., but says until it's safe for them to return to Syria, Jordan is a safe place to wait. Demonstrations in many cities across the globe this weekend are calling for strong action at next week's climate change talks in Paris. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports on a rally in March in Milwaukee.
About 200 people gathered outside Milwaukee City Hall to ask for an international agreement that would cut emissions that scientists have linked to warming temperatures. Pat Zealy says she's optimistic the Paris talks will lead to substantive change.
Oh, we're sending all our good energy there, and we're hoping that the leaders of the world will make some good decisions.
The demonstrators also marched to the headquarters of Wisconsin's largest electric utility, urging the company to reduce carbon dioxide pollution from its coal-burning power plants. President Obama is heading to the Paris talks amid Republican claims that the president's clean power plan will drive up business costs. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Air pollution is so bad in China this weekend, the government is advising people to stay indoors. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says the level of poisonous tiny particulates is at 391 micrograms per cubic meter, the safe level 25 micrograms. Authorities are blaming coal burning for winter heating as a major culprit. Forecasters say a band of storms is heading out of Texas and moving toward Oklahoma and Kansas. Icy conditions are expected through tonight. Authorities say at least five people have died in accidents related to the ice storm. This is NPR News in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin is striking back at Turkey for its downing of a Russian warplane. He's calling for a ban on some goods, and he's issuing travel sanctions to Turkey. Pope Francis is drawing large crowds as he continues his tour of Africa. Today he paid tribute to a group of 19th century Ugandan martyrs whose legacy has helped shape the Catholic Church on the continent. NPR Sylvie Pajoli reports the martyr's shrine is visited by pilgrims from as far away as Congo and Tanzania.
Pope Francis said the Christian martyrs had been true to their faith in dangerous times. They were pages at the court of the monarch of the Buganda Kingdom, who ordered them burned alive in the 1880s. He was resisting the growing influence of European Christian missionaries. The pages had also rebuffed his sexual advances. Missionary Father Giulio Albanese says this history helps explain why Uganda is an anti-gay bastion and homosexuality is so frowned upon in much of Africa.
That is their association of this bad performance of the king. This can be one of the reasons, particularly looking at Uganda.
Local gay activists hope Francis will call for more tolerance of gays. Local Catholic leaders hope he avoids the topic. Sylvie Poggioli, NPR News, Kampala.
The Associated Press reports authorities in West Hampstead, New York, are facing a legal battle against a local Navy veteran. Philip Williams says he went to Fort Lauderdale for knee surgery, and when he returned 6 months later, his home was gone. Officials say his home was demolished because it was so dilapidated it violated code. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.